producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A globalist surveillance plant crashed. Joe Biggs has got a report coming up. Anthony Gucciardi will have highlights of the debate. The skewed questions. It was pretty sick. Wayne, I want to take a few calls on that subject, and anybody else we don't get to, we'll have to hold, and they'll get to them throughout the hour. We appreciate the callers. But what did you think of the debate? I don't know if you watched it. We don't script these interviews last night. I mean, the questions were some of the most attack dog I've ever seen, and it really blew up in the media's face.
Well, I just wish they would go back to the original debate formats of years past, where you actually had a debate rather than a joint news conference.
League of Women Voters did a good job.
They sure did, going back to the Kennedy-Nixon debate of 1960. They were only thrown out of the process after the RNC and the DNC got together and created like this presidential debate commission, which is a monopoly, well, a duopoly of power. That's why you don't get a Ralph Nader's or Ross Perot had to fight tooth and nail to get into the one in 92. And that wouldn't have happened unless his poll numbers were so high at the time. So it would be nice to see the League of Women Voters, and then see the League, if they were in charge, they could say, look, if you don't have a certain threshold, you know, you're not going to be Bobby Jindal. You're not going to have the kiddie table debate or the undercard debate. You're only going to have debates between those who are command, and not from these phony polls either. You see, the media runs their own polls, so they can determine who they're going to put on the, you know.
Sure. From a wide spectrum, who do you think is still in the lead Republican-wise? You think it's you think it's Trump, and on the Democratic side, is it Clinton or is it Sanders?
Oh, I think it's clearly Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side, and I think it's still Trump on the Republican side. I mean, Ben Carson did not really do himself any favors when he, you know, he's flip-flopping on a lot of issues now, and I think Jeb Bush is the big surprise. Everybody thought it was going to be Bush v. Clinton again in 2016. His temper tantrums, like the little spoiled Bush he is, are not doing him any favors. So his decrease in popularity has caused Marco Rubio to basically pick up some of his strength.
Sure.
And of course, that's why Bush launched into the attack on his old mentor, or his apprentice, Rubio, for high absenteeism in the Senate.
Let's jam in some calls here, and we'll get to everybody, but I'm leaving because Gucciardi's taking over. Got a nice, fresh horse ready to lead the charge here coming up. Let's go ahead and go to John in FEMA Region 5, then Eric. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, how you been?
Good, brother.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed your time off. You could probably use some more.
I loved it, Jim.
My cable system here where I live does not even have CNBC on it, so I had to go to the source and watch it on InfoWars last night, and some of the questions were just, I mean, it was just totally ridiculous, the way they were asking the questions, and they were going back to the same people to avoid going to the front runners, basically. And I
notice they were trying to give more time to folks that weren't front runners this time, and in the past, it was supposedly whoever was a front runner got more time. I would just rather have equal time, but it's kind of hard to control. And yes, we do live coverage of these debates with our reporters there in live time, analyzing the propaganda via fair use. What's your take on that, Wayne Madsen, on why they were giving some people more time?
Well, because I think the media clearly shows favorites in all these debates. That's why that there should be a neutral group that handles the debate, the questions. In other words, you could have you could have a member of the media asking the questions, but the questions should be developed by some neutral, like the League of Women Voters. I mean, the League of Women Voters came up with the questions in 1960, and Howard K. Smith posed the questions to Kennedy and Nixon. So that's what we need to go back to. But you got them to, like, look, this is the reason why Trump is doing as well as he is. The media has turned this entire process into a reality TV show, and he's the king of reality.
That's right. Great job, Wayne. We'll talk to you soon. Anthony Gucciardi coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host for the rest of the hour. We have got a stack of news, as well as some key election coverage from last night from the InfoWars Nightly News, and a special report by Joe Biggs on a runaway blimp and what the government isn't telling you about it. But first and foremost, 14 million people last night witnessed the trend of the establishment media failing once again. And you notice that there's one central theme we keep seeing over and over again, whether it's the Gallup polls or it's the consumer reports or it's actually now the presidential candidates. The theme is that we are tired of the mainstream media. And you could argue, sure, it's some establishment groups arguing with other establishment groups, CNBC versus Fox versus CNN, so on and so forth. But there is one key notion that we cannot seem to escape, and that is an utter truth, that we're sick of the mainstream media. It's time for the rise of independent media, and it's time for the rise of the internet age in which we're all our own media. So this report on CNBC's Republican debate, not just 14 million viewers, to me turns into 14 million people reaffirming the reality that the mainstream media is pretty much completely dead. And the fact that we keep seeing news like this, police use terror powers to seize BBC journalist's laptop, shows this is a worldwide phenomenon. People are tired of this establishment system sucking us dry. And basically what happened is this BBC reporter was interviewing some quote-unquote ISIS sympathizers, right? And what that really means is he was putting together a piece, a report for BBC. The government comes in and says, well, that laptop's ours now. You don't have any rights as a journalist. We're going to steal everything you have, and all of your research is ours. And it gets more and more ridiculous. 90-year-old woman told to remove blouse and bra during TSA search. Portland, Oregon, the TSA says it's investigating an incident where a 90-year-old woman was forced to strip after setting off body scanners. Alan Sharney told ABC affiliate that his mother, Harriet, went through the full body scanner at Portland International Airport when the alarm went off. TSA agents quickly pulled her aside, stripped her naked. Wow. 90-year-old woman. And why do I reference these two articles together? Because it coincides with the collapse of both the establishment media and the idea that the establishment and the loving government are just our friends trying to help us. And this debate, for me, signifies a big change. Because if you look at the central theme, as Alex played in the videos earlier, and I'm sure you've already heard, Ted Cruz, Trump, Marco Rubio, even Jeb Bush, trashing CNBC's BS media style. And that's really what it is. It's a BS media style. The media used to be around to inform us. It used to be around to tell us about events that actually mattered, instead of ad hominem attacks, fantasy football, and making it all about these personalities. We aren't even talking about policy, the future of this country. I like to talk about things like the future of humanity, the evolution of thinking, the evolution of humanity, the evolution of society. Where are we going to be in 20, 30 years? Where's the technology progressing? How are these things working? What are we doing to actually fix the systems that are broken inside the United States? Well, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? It's all about fantasy football and if Trump is an evil comic book character. It's a complete and utter joke, and it's laughable. Now, I do want to go to this report by Joe Biggs on this runaway blimp, because it just also coincides with the craziness going on with the establishment. It's runaway blimp, what the government isn't telling you. Let's go ahead and check out this report.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com with some breaking news. A blimp that NORAD has become untethered. Now, it says a blimp associated with NORAD surveillance of the East Coast has become untethered from its area in Maryland and is now flying over Pennsylvania. Now, it's also dragging the cables that it came untethered from the ground from. They're around 1,600 feet long, and they are now dragging across Pennsylvania. Now, it says that there are approximately about 18,000 people without power in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And NORAD has tweeted out that they want anybody to take footage and kind of give whereabouts of where they see that so they can help contain this blimp. Now, the military has already scrambled two F-16 fighter jets to kind of keep an eye on the situation as it unfolds. Now, what we're going to do, though, is we're actually going to cut to some footage where Alex Jones actually predicted that this kind of equipment would be used. Now, why do we need equipment like this? Well, ever since 9/11, our government has continued its profiling, its spying on American citizens who have committed zero crimes, all in the name of looking for terrorism and trying to stop these terrorist threats. And time again, we've seen reports where none of the interrogations that have been used at Guantanamo have ever led to one tangible piece of hardcore intelligence that have actually led to anything being stopped. And instead, we're torturing people, We're spying on American citizens via Facebook, through our cell phones, through our TVs, through microwaves, and they're using this to profile you. They're taking pictures of your face. They're finding out your patterns of what you look at, and they put this in a large database to see whether or not you're going to commit a crime. It's almost like watching the movie Minority Report. It's actually happening right now. And over 10 years ago, Alex Jones himself here, the leader of Infowars.com, predicted that this kind of technology would be implemented. And now this blimp has been set up over the East Coast to keep an eye on certain things that could possibly happen. Now let's go to the footage from the Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State footage of Alex Jones, where he actually breaks down these blimps, what they can do, and really what it all means. And then after that, we'll go to some CNN footage where there's a high-ranking military official talking about this exact same thing.
Straight out of the Running Man, right here in New York, we have police state surveillance blimps that are sponsored by Fujifilm. This is only the beginning. In the future, every major city will have a high-altitude blimp tethered to a cable with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives the government a black-and-white image of the inside of your home. This entire war on terror is truly a pretext to launch a military-industrial complex takeover of the entire society. Everything is now going to shift into prisons and surveillance and security. We're going out of the free market economy into the fascist economy. The elite has used socialism to consolidate the people's wealth. Now that it's under their control, they're going to phase out all of the programs for the population, and it's all going to corporate welfare. This is the new America. Sound weapons. Police in black ski masks with automatic machine guns. And yes, helicopters swarming around surveillance blimps right here in New York City. And only in the new corporate fascist America would we have a blimp for police state purposes that is sponsored by a major company. And we found out that Fuji gave free bikes to all the police. And guess why? They sold the U.S. government, a bunch of different city governments, or trying to sell other city governments, these high-tech imaging systems, these face scanning systems to recognize who we are. So our face becomes a national ID card, and Fuji is on the cutting edge of that. In the past, football teams had sponsors, or baseball teams. Then it was named stadiums after phone companies, Southwestern, Bell, Nextel. Now, we have the Fuji-sponsored NYPD blimp.
As we've been talking to people who've spotted this blimp, as you can see, this is the first bit of video, it is losing altitude. So they're hoping perhaps it can land somewhere rural and the local authorities can get whatever intelligence and sensitive material that lies within this blimp. That said, General Mark Hertling, who is joining me now, who can talk a little bit more about what this blimp is, its uses. General, this is an aerostat blimp, and you're familiar with these because of, what, using them overseas?
Yeah, we've used these in Iraq and Afghanistan, Brooke, over the last couple of years. They are a great piece of kit. It's called an aerostat. J-Lens, which you heard the individual from NORAD say before, stands for Joint Land Elevated Network Sensor.
Well, as you can see, Alex Jones pretty much nailed it. He called this over 10 years ago in the video Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Now, this leads to, you know, to question, what's going to happen next? What kind of technologies are going to pop up that are going to be used to spy on us, citizens who are just doing the right thing? You know, it's sickening to know that we're always being watched. Our government is more scared of its citizens, law-abiding citizens mostly, than they are actual terrorist threats that are out there. Unlike the ISIS threats that we've made up, the ones that we're helping along to arm, giving them the money, the power to do what it is they need to help overthrow governments that our government, quite frankly, couldn't get the clearance to go do. You know, ISIS is bred from the Obama administration trying to go in and take out the Assad regime. And now we have ISIS out there doing that work for them. What else is going to happen? Well, if you want to find out what's going to happen in the future, continue to watch Infowars.com, because every day we're breaking new stories and letting you, the people, the American people, the people around the world, know what's going to happen, what's coming up, and what to look forward. Because there's a lot of people out there that are going to see this and go, oh my God, that blimp sounds so neat. We'll be able to spot terrorists, things like that, not even thinking about the fact that they themselves are being spied on. So stay tuned for more reports at Infowars.com. I'm Joe Biggs.
Yeah, of course, a blimp used in Iraq and Afghanistan now flying around your house. And, of course, people called it crazy 10 years ago when Alex said they had x-ray machines that could look inside of your house. They had blimps. They were developing all these technologies to be deployed, and now they're here. Now it's time to get upset. Now it's time to freak out. It's not crazy. It's here. It's happening. Deploying the same systems from Iraq and Afghanistan here. We'll be back with election coverage. Joe Biggs will be joining us later. We're going to talk about automatic porn filters being made law of the land and many other censorship articles. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the InfoWars Overdrive.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Fourth hour of of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I've got some interesting news we're going to cover. We're also going to talk to Joe Biggs in the next segment and play some key election coverage video highlights. But, you know, we're going to get to some of these stories. Florida man who shot theatergoer for texting to invoke Stand Your Ground law. Automatic porn filters to be made law of the land. If you wear an American flag t-shirt in school, you might be gang-related. And rigging of foreign exchange markets makes felons of top bankers. They finally admitted that some of these top bankers are, in fact, felons. But first and foremost, I want to tell you about the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack at InfoWarsLife.com. If you go to InfoWarsLife.com right now, you can get the highly popular, super powerful Liver Shield formulation and Oxy Powder. So that's the liver cleanse formulation and the natural oxygen-based colon cleanser in a combo pack for 25% off retail. 25% off retail. It's the largest special ever done on Liver Shield and Oxy Powder. Now is the time to start flushing your guts, start cleansing your liver. I've done 6 liver cleanses. It is the real deal. I was super skeptical at first. I thought it was woo-woo craziness years ago. And I thought, there's no way. And I did the research, and all these people said, you know, it's just craziness. It doesn't work. And I said, well, I'm going to try it for myself. I read the studies. I found out it was real, and I tried it for myself. Tried it for myself, and I'm going to say some disgusting things came out of me. I felt terrible that day. And the next day, I was just glowing and radiating and feeling so much better. And I had Lyme disease, so my body was really, really messed up. I have felt so much better since I've started doing these cleanses. And the cool thing, too, though, is if you don't want to go through the whole cleanse, like you probably heard Leanne and Alex talking about the whole cleanse, you don't have to. Just take Liver Shield every day. Just take Oxy Powder routinely and flush your guts. You don't have to do the 6 or 5 or 4 day cleanse. Just take it every day as part of your regimen. I put it in my protein shake. So it's not like you have to do a hardcore cleanse. It does help support the liver naturally and its natural detoxification processes. That's what it's designed to do. So just put in your protein shake. You don't have to do the extreme cleanse if you don't want to. It's still going to be a great idea. Anyway, let's get into some of this news. Florida man who shot theatergoer for texting and to invoke Stand Your Ground. So we've talked about fubbing before, where you're in a relationship with someone and you're too busy on your phone, so they get upset. I guess this guy took it to the next level. The lawyer for Curtis Reeves, a retired police captain who fatally shot a fellow moviegoer in 2014, is planning to use Florida's Stand Your Ground law to defend his client. This is actually not funny. It's highly messed up, but it's a little bit so insane I have to laugh. Mr. Reeves was arrested for the fatal shooting of Chad Olson in January 2014. Police say Mr. Olson threw his bag of popcorn in Reeves' face after the former captain criticized him for texting. Reeves responded by pulling out his gun and shooting Olson in the chest, according to law enforcement. A bullet also grazed his wife. And here's the guy's lawyer that shot him. He says, I think we have a pretty solid Stand Your Ground case, Richard Escobar, Reeves' attorney, told Tampa Bay Times. Escobar plans to utilize a video taken at the scene to prove Reeves acted lawfully under Florida's self-defense law and ultimately have the criminal charges dismissed. Look, I haven't seen the video, but I don't know if I'd be fearful for my life if someone threw a bag of popcorn at me. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm not sure that that is within the Stand Your Ground law, which is being fearful for your life in a matter of self-defense. So this is just some of the weird news. Here's a little bit lighter news, a little bit more fun news. Chewbacca arrested. Emperor Palpatine wins in bizarre Ukrainian elections. This is real news. This is not a joke. So to basically break it down for you, since it's kind of weird and confusing, there's a so-called internet party in Ukraine, which is basically a bunch of trolls. It's quite funny, though, given all the turmoil over there. And they have garnered so much support, about 11 million, that they've started putting in, like, Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine as their candidates. And they're winning. So Emperor Palpatine is now an official Ukrainian official of some kind. And we have a video playing right now. Chewbacca was also arrested on the scene. Obviously, someone dressed up like Chewbacca. I mean, come on. Sometimes you have to cover this news, though. It is a truly insane world. Fact is stranger than fiction. So 39% of L.A. millennials are chronically stressed about money, survey finds. Well, they should be. Right?
because there's this myth told to them that it's this, these one percenters that make money are bad, and you need to steal the money from them. And they're told chronically over and over and over again that it's other people's fault and that they can't do anything about it. So they should be stressed. They've been told their whole entire lives they're worthless and they can't do anything, and then it's all these other people's fault. So they are in a state of arrested development in terms of their financial success. We'll get into that later. Joe Biggs is going to join us, and we've got key election coverage. Stay tuned. The fourth hour of the InfoWars Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi here with Joe Biggs. And last night, 14 million people were witnesses to the demise of the mainstream media, the demise of the galactic empire that is the establishment media system. And I want to play for you a highlight reel from the debates that essentially show where all of this is headed in the new independent media age with the decline of the mainstream media. Let's go ahead and play this key video.
And one of the things to watch tonight, of course, we're going to talk about the economy. How do you talk about the economy without talking about the massive federal debt? And today what they did was they passed an extension of the debt ceiling. Remember when they did that before? Barack Obama said, well, we haven't spent any money. you know, just passing the debt ceiling, that doesn't mean
raising
anything.
The debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt.
That's right. It allows them to raise the debt. It doesn't technically, see, that's how they parse their words, you know, when they do that. Now, remember that it was in 2011 that the deficit was the debt was at $14 trillion. Today, they have pushed it up to $20 trillion. That's a 43% increase in just 4 years. And that's what we've got to look at. That's the GOP elephant in the room that they don't want to talk about. The fact that they are on the same page with Obama, that they're both moving us further and further into debt.
You know, I am by my nature impatient, and this is not a...
His biggest weakness is his name is Bush.
That, that
his brother.
Impatient. You
they call me Jeb, and I earned that.
All that.
I said before.
His daddy financed the Nazis. His brother helped bring in 9/11. He signed the Patriot Act. And
it his grandfather was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Working with the Margaret Sanger.
Senator Paul.
Slam him to the floor.
There's only two people really answered
my medical practice.
Baron Harkonnen speaks.
Because I was concerned about an $18 trillion debt. We borrow $1 million a minute. Now on the floor of the Congress, the Washington establishment from both parties puts forward a bill that will explode the deficit. It allows President Obama to borrow unlimited amounts of money. I will stand firm. I will spend every ounce of energy to stop it. I will begin tomorrow to filibuster it, and I ask everyone in America to call Congress tomorrow and say, enough's enough, no more debt.
Well, gee, after the last debate, I was told that I didn't smile enough.
So we can't tell
when
she's
smiling. I also think that these are very serious times. 75% of the American people think the federal government is corrupt. I agree with them. And this big, powerful, corrupt bureaucracy works now only for the big, the powerful, the wealthy, and the wealthy.
What are you going to do about it? Except she worked for Michael Hayden to help spy on the American people. Yeah.
Just Americans who quit looking for work for 40 years.
Bill Packard, biometric data.
Government. This is about more than replacing a D with an R. We need a leader who will help
us. You know, surveillance equipment, they should help people look for jobs.
Now hiring signs.
Yeah, I know. Find me a job then, guy. You got these blimps up in the air.
We're going to build a wall. We're going to create a border. We're going to let people in, but they're going to come in legally. They're going to come in legally. And it's something that can be done. They built the Great Wall of China. That's 13,000 miles. Here we actually need 1,000 because we have natural barriers. So we need 1,000. We can do a wall. We're going to have a big...
That would be the good time. To, since we're talking about economics, talk about the economic incentives that are going to bring people in here whether or not you build a wall. We just saw this happen in Europe. Hungary completely closed their border. What happened? People went through Slovenia and Croatia because they're going to go to Germany. They're going to go to Sweden. They're going to get there however they can as long as they're going to get a pot of gold from the entitlement state. So that's the problem, and they want to address that. You know, 19th century, 18th century walls are not going to stop this.
Yeah, I don't think a wall, for any, but not just Trump saying this, I don't think a physical wall is going to do the job.
30 seconds.
First of all, John got lucky with a thing called fracking, okay? He hit oil. He got lucky with fracking, believe me. That's why Ohio is doing well. And that's important for you to know. Number two, this is the man that was a managing general partner at Lehman Brothers when it went down the tubes and almost took every one of us with us, including Ben and myself, because I was there and I watched what happened, and Lehman Brothers started it all. He was on the board, and he was a managing general partner. Okay. And just thirdly,
I think Kasich's guts are on the floor right
now.
He's
such a nice guy.
I think he's bleeding out.
I'm never going to attack. But then he's
now he's about to attack Trump for his casinos.
He's on the end.
I think Trump, this is this way.
He's got nasty. So you know what? You can have him. Let me respond. First of all, I believe that our Constitution protects everybody, regardless of their sexual orientation or any other aspect. I also believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that there is no reason that you can't be perfectly fair to the gay community. They shouldn't automatically assume that because you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, that you are a homophobe. And this is one of the myths that the left perpetrates on our society. And this is how they frighten people and get people to shut up. You know, that's what the PC culture is all about, and it's destroying this nation.
All right,
I'm sorry, Kit, we cut you off. What other thoughts did you have over there at the Twitter station?
You've been a fierce critic of this, arguing for...
Well, like I said earlier, the Republicans are always constantly, you know, they're pushing these so-called issues that they want to push, you know, about Social Security and so-called gutting government spending. But like David said before, the real issue is the Federal Reserve. Because, I mean, they can talk and talk, but it's all meaningless as long as there's a Federal Reserve that's basically kind of like a farmer that's feeding the fat goose of the government. So as long as there is, you know, this Federal Reserve system in place.
Hey, they're talking about that right now, Kit. Sorry. Yeah. Let's pick up what they have to say.
Policy. End this star chamber that has been engaging in this incredible experiment of quantitative easing, QE1, QE2, QE3, QE infinity. And the people who are being impacted, you know, a question that was asked earlier, Becky asked, was about working women. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. You look at on Wall Street, the Fed is doing great. But if you look at working men and women, if you look at a single mom buying groceries, she sees hamburger prices have gone up nearly 40%. She sees her cost of electricity going up. She sees her health insurance going up and loose money is one of the major problems. We need sound money, and I think the Fed should get out of the business of trying to juice our economy and simply be focused on sound money and monetary stability, ideally tied to gold.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to thank Ted for co-sponsoring my bill, Audit the Fed. And I think it's precisely because of the arrogance of someone like Ben Bernanke, who now calls us all know-nothings, that's precisely why we need Audit the Fed. I think it is really a very much a huge problem that an organization as powerful as the Fed comes and lobbies against them being audited on the Hill. I would prevent them from lobbying Congress. I don't think the Fed should be involved with lobbying us. I think we should examine how the Fed has really been part of the problem. You want to study income inequality? Let's bring the Fed board and talk about Fed policy and how it causes income inequality. Let's also bring the Fed forward and have them explain how they caused the housing boom and the crisis and what they've done to make us better or worse. I think the Fed has been a great problem in our society. What you need to do is free up interest rates. Interest rates are the price of money, and we shouldn't have price controls on the price of money.
Thank you, Senator.
They've destroyed 99% of our purchasing power in 100 years as well.
Much of the discussion has centered over whether or not the different tax plans help or affect the middle class. In fact, it's the chief argument by Democrats against many of the different flat tax proposals. Mine is unique in the sense that my tax plan actually gets rid of the payroll tax as well. It shifts it to the business, and it would allow middle class people to get a tax cut.
That's disappointing because any business taxes are ultimately passed on to the public in either higher product costs or in lower wage increases. That's very disappointing. That'd be rampant. Don't you think?
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al Qaeda attacking us.
I can't believe we're talking about fantasy football.
Yeah,
that's the first time you've said something that I can agree with. You deserve a donut.
How about we get the government to do what they're supposed to be doing? Secure our borders, protect our people, and support American values and American families. Enough on fantasy football. Let people play. Who cares?
It's just a total lack of outside-the-box thinking when it came to Medicaid or came to taxation or whatever. I guess I should say a lack of outside of Washington, D.C. thinking.
Well, as we often talk about, you know, it's the same template as Fiorina pointed out multiple times. She was talking about how they just keep saying the same things that they've been saying for the last election cycles. But at the same time, nobody's offering any real type of policy change or I would go in here, I'd fix this, I'd do that. They talk about the problem. Everybody knows there's a problem.
Yeah.
People who don't watch this debate know there's a problem just because they go through it on their daily lives. We all agree that there's a problem, but very few people had any type of answer. And the answers they did have sometimes weren't exactly the best.
Look, I just want to get serious with you guys. I came into this and I had some real concerns. An issue, one particular issue, I just wanted some answers about. And that's the direction our country is going with fantasy football. And we brought that up today in the GOP debate.
That's right.
I mean, by God.
I think everybody at the Wingstop in Buffalo Wild Wings are, you know, sighing a great sigh of relief.
That's it for tonight's news. Thanks for joining us. This has been our live coverage of the third GOP debate. I'm David Knight with Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, you know, I share the same concern. I think that some legitimate issues are brought up, but man, we can all agree CNBC, what a disaster. And at the same time, though, I cannot take anything seriously when someone reiterates the same old tired message of, when you just need to be strong and worry about the family and secure the borders. That's good, but we can't repeat the same thing over and over again and then do nothing about it and just pretend we aren't towing the same party line. And Joe, I want to talk to you about all this. I mean, shouldn't they be talking about the fact that the New York Times is a story today, rigging a foreign exchange market makes felons of top banks? And it goes on and basically summarizes that finally it's been found in these courts, these appeals courts, that a lot of these top bankers are literally committing felony crimes, just destroying the market. Or they could have talked about the TSA, 90-year-old woman told to remove blouse and bra during TSA search, and the complete utter failure of the TSA, or that American flag shirt is now gang-related, school district says. These are the insane things going on a daily basis.
And they're never going to get dealt with.
That are never going to get dealt with, that are leading people to lose all faith in government, rightfully so. But instead, and I know we've hit this point, yes, they talk about fantasy football, definitely. But they also talk about these cushy, fake issues where no one says anything specific, which is fine because it's all a PR stunt at the end of the day. But it's all cushy fakeness, as you pointed out in that highlight reel. And they don't actually have anything of substance to say, because I guess they can't, because that would actually be doing something, wouldn't it?
Well, it's like in the military, you don't bring a problem to the table without having some kind of solution set aside that you can bring into the discussion. You know, Trump keeps talking about the border. We need a wall. We need this and that. That really doesn't fix the problem. You know, there's other things that we need to do. And everyone here, all these candidates are really great at bringing problems to the table. Very few have said anything with a solution or have some kind of solution prepared that they will implement in these in scenarios. And I just, that's one of the things that pisses me off. And with John Kasich, he was asked, what would you do or how do you feel about the legalization of marijuana? And then he starts talking about how all these people, you know, they overdose from drugs and we need to change the mindset the way we're telling children about drugs and how they can overdose. Tell me an instance where one person has ever overdosed from marijuana. That is ridiculous.
It's a political answer, and unfortunately it works, because if you don't want to answer something, you can, as a politician, completely ignore the question and use something else entirely in its place, which seems reasonable. So when they said, what do you think about medical marijuana or whatever, and he was like, you know, there's so many people that overdose on drugs. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the big pharma drugs.
That has nothing to do with what you're talking about. Yes, more people are on painkillers, and they kill more people than cocaine and heroin combined.
Yeah, when I go to the doctor, if I have like a sore tooth or something like that, which very rarely happens, I have great teeth. But if I do, the first thing they want to give me is liquid codeine.
Of course.
That's addictive as hell.
Right, right.
You're going to give me liquid codeine, but you're going to be mad about marijuana or cannabis oil. You're going to put parents in jail because they're just trying to have their kids be cancer-free or be free of some kind of illness, and it works.
Well, you know, it's interesting that painkillers are so heavily prescribed, because this country is kind of on painkillers, if you think about it. This country is walking around with sores all over it and serious festering wounds. And instead of actually sealing them up and trying to fix the issues, it's taking proverbial painkillers over and over again. So it makes sense that this country is so medicated, because as a nation, we're doing the same thing. And that's an example of these debates. And some of these are real issues brought up, obviously. And I personally would love to see a Trump versus Hillary debate if it was real and not some staged baloney BS. But would that not be an interesting debate?
Yeah, I think they should have moderators from both sides. You should have people from the left, people from the right at that same table, and everybody gets a chance to ask their questions based off their views and see each candidate sit there and answer a question from the left and from the right and have Hillary do it as well. I think you're going to get a better debate that way, and you're going to see how people actually act under pressure. You know, one of the things I really like that Donald Trump talked about last night is that gun-free zones provide target practice for sickos, and then, which is exactly right. Gun-free zones are kill zones. And if you go and you look at these new polls, ABC News just did a poll, most Americans see mass shootings as a mental health issue. So there's these polls all over the internet. 47% people believe that the highest priority should be protecting gun rights, and 46% said that they should be enacting new gun laws. And then you also have 63% are saying that the mass shootings are more of a reflection of challenges with mental health treatment. Well, what are a lot of these mental health issues spinoffs from? prescription drugs, these adverse reactions to things. But yet we keep wanting to go and we want to blame a tool like this, which is nothing but a tool. It's an object when it's sitting there. But in the hands of a crazy psycho, it can be a weapon used for mass murder. In the hands of me, it could be used as a guy to take out that mass shooter and end that so there's no civilian casualties and you don't have these horrible stories all over the internet. The government wants to keep pushing gun control. We need stricter gun laws. It's already hard to get guns for most people. I mean, it's already a difficult situation. We already have pretty strict gun laws in places like Chicago and stuff like that. It's not working out.
No, it's not. And, you know, you think about it, mental illness is quite rampant. Just like this country is ill, a lot of people in this country are ill.
They're all sedated.
A sociopathic, almost, artificial state, definitely, of consciousness, unfortunately, because of the mainstream media they watch. I mean, if you focus on this stuff all day, you will become crazy. You will have mental illness develop. And I was walking down the street the other day downtown in Austin, and this is what really reminded me.
There's definitely a lot of mental
illness there. It's not about gun control. This big guy comes up to me and a few people I was walking with starts cursing at me and is telling me he's going to kill me and murder me. And he goes and he actually takes a punch, but he's so amped up on some type of drug, or maybe he's just completely mentally ill, he misses me and then falls over and starts screaming and cursing and like seizuring and running around and jumping up and down. And people are just staring at him, right? This is a guy that's completely unarmed. I walked away from him, but these are the kind of people that exist. That's the kind of person, sure, they could get a gun, but they could get a bat, they could get a knife. We've seen mass stabbings that kill seven people or stab seven different people. It doesn't matter what tool you've used, mental illness that matters. We'll be right back with the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Joe Biggs. More news coming up.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Joe Biggs. We've been talking about the election. We're talking about the 14 million viewers that helped watch the demise of mainstream media last night, with the central theme being that the establishment media is dead, independent media is rising. And I want to talk about this story, Google's Project Loon, and some other weird news that we found out about, too. But Google's Project Loon internet balloons to circle Earth and give continuous internet to basically everyone. Google believes it is on course to have enough internet beaming balloons in the stratosphere to form a ring over part of the world next year. It told the BBC the move would let it trial a continuous data service to people living below the balloon's path. The declaration coincides with the announcement that three of Indonesia's mobile networks intend to start testing Project Loon's transmissions next year. One expert said the plan had benefits over the solutions. So they want to give continuous internet access to basically third world countries and everywhere that can't get continuous internet access. This is obviously a double-edged sword because, sure, Google wants to expand their network. They want to get everyone on Google. They want to serve ads. They want to get data collection services going. But at the same time, think about the implications, the amazing implications, if everyone had access to the internet. Yes, there's the data mining and all that kind of stuff. But imagine if we went as far to say as North Korean dissidents able to upload information, images, videos, whatever it may be, to the internet, to the U.S. media, or other countries that have serious oppression circumventing their attempts to squelch the truth and uploading it to the internet where it cannot be taken by the oppressive regimes. That's pretty powerful. And at the same time, though, here in the United States, we've had a massive boom of media, obviously. Billions of millions and websites and people that are now reporters because they have a cell phone and they have YouTube. That could be expanded on a global sense, and we could have billions of independent media reporters.
Well, here's my thing. So Google's more concerned about helping third world countries by giving them internet. Aren't they third world countries? Do they have iPhones, iPads, computers? I'm pretty sure they have really large struggles with water, food, housing, things like that. So that's when I kind of think it's not really like they're concerned about internet. It's more of about a spy thing. You know, how many people in, you know, South Africa that are out there, they don't have that kind of stuff. Well, how are they going to use the internet, and how is that going to help them anyway? I know there's going to be some people like...
Well, I mean, I get the idea of the data mining. I get the idea of, is Google really caring about these people? I get that. At the same time, too, though, they have highly affordable computer systems that they're developing. And what the internet can do is it can... Maybe not everyone has a computer system that can access it, but let's say certain leaders in certain areas can communicate with each other. Hey, let's bring this food supply in at this time or whatever. Instead of using crappy radio communications, they can actually have internet service, set up a data log, set up, you know, services that would mainstream everything and hopefully bring them up to speed in a technological way. So it could help people. It genuinely could really help people.
They just need to get like Obama after he gets out and Bernie Sanders, and they could just go down there and just give out free stuff to everybody. And then they'll be able to see the internet, and they can communicate.
Maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe we need to send Bernie Sanders to North Korea, and he can help them.
Yeah, he visited Russia a while back. I still don't think he ever came back from that trip.
All right. Well, it is time for the conclusion of the fourth hour of the InfoWars Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Joe Biggs. Thanks so much for watching. Alex will be back live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central tomorrow. And as always, there's tons of stacks of news that he didn't get to, I didn't get to, so there's plenty more tomorrow, as well as special reports. And also, you can catch the nightly news tonight on InfoWars.com. Thanks so much for watching the show and being part of the resistance.
Thank you for listening to GCN.